It's 18 minutes to 5 o'clock, and I have the privilege to speak to a wonderful man this afternoon, Tony Libbe. He's a trustee and a co-founder of the Tsisu Foundation. And Radio Pulpit and the Tsisu Foundation will be hosting a business breakfast on the 1st of January 2024 to raise funds for the work of the foundation. This breakfast presents a unique opportunity for networking and meaningful conversation with fellow professionals who share a passion for both business excellence and spiritual growth while supporting a worthy cause. Tony Libbe, good afternoon to you, sir, and thank you so much for joining me on Spectrum this afternoon.
Thank you, Germany. Our pleasure. How can we help?
Well, it's you just told me earlier on we've been friends actually for more than 30 years over the radio, and this is the first time we have the opportunity to say good afternoon in person. What a privilege, Tony.
All right, so Germany, let me tell you my story. In May 1984, I was smoking 60-a-day Texan filter. I could drink a bottle of vodka and walk up straight. A doctor who came to talk said to me that if I carry on like this, I'm going to be dead by the time I'm 30. And I had to make a decision. In a car in Springs on my own, I reached out to God and I said to God, if this Jesus thing is real, I need help, please. And instantly delivered me of cigarettes, instantly delivered me of alcohol. I went back to the doctor in Kempton Park and he said, oh, you must have made a mistake. There's no symptoms. I still have a box of the Zantac that he prescribed. The rest has been hell. Or the rest has been, like I say, I don't look so good because I eat so good. I look so good because I'm panel beaten so good.
Tell me, what a great testimony to the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of Christ in a man's life. And you just said you smoked Texan. You take me back many, many decades. My dear father, he's in heaven long ago. And when I was a small little boy in the little town of Craddock in the Eastern Cape, he played rugby and cricket for the Dorpspan. And he and his fellow friends in the rugby and cricket clubs, they used to smoke Texan cigarettes. And I was sent to the cafe to buy the Texan without filter cigarettes for him. And he has a very similar story in his testimony to what you just said. So you just touched my heart so much this afternoon, Tony. Glory be to God.
Well, sir, so you asked me about the Tsisu Foundation. Let me just say, it's a Venda word that means butterfly. And just like a butterfly goes through a metamorphosis from a worm to a cocoon to a butterfly, we say on our website that we see the beauty in people. But let me tell you where my heart is. In the early years, I listened to a song by Keith Green. And the song went something like this, that if we the body, why are the hands not working? If we the body, why aren't the legs not walking? And just recently, this has weighed heavy on me, that if I'm in the vine, like John 15:5 says, then as a branch, I should be looking like the vine. So in 2018, we put this foundation together, and we've just celebrated 5 years in business. We currently feed 6,000 people a week here in Boksburg. We support 20 different charities around the country. And it's our privilege as business people to, you know, when you consider yourself blessed and receive the blessings of the Lord, that you can't walk past a man because the street is hungry and not give him something to eat.
Sure. How is Radio Pulpit involved with Tsisu Foundation, Tony?
Germany Verhoef, Carl Verhoef, asked us to come alongside them. They believe they've got a big listenership here in the East Rand, and we want to promote. And a lot of people call Tsisu tissues, because it's a difficult word to say, that we can get it on the map and we can show other business people how to do in their local areas what we're doing in our local area. I'll tell you a couple of stories as far as that goes. Shishishu pays four men here in Boksburg to clean up the streets. And we went and knocked on the door of the municipality and we said, we got labor paid for, we got equipment, can we work? And they told us, no, you can't work because we pay workers to do the work. So the person that represented us at that stage came back to us and we spoke about it and we said, well, we'll go back into the town and we will go and talk to people that are not part of the municipality. So things like the post office, the fire station, the police station. And what we did was we started with the post office. And when we went and knocked on the door at the post office, we said, you know, a lot of people have promised us, but nobody's ever come back. Well, we arrived the next day. The ladies at the post office all burst into tears. They'd never seen anything like that. We cleaned up the post office. We cleaned up the magistrate's court. And while they were cleaning up the magistrate's court, a taxi driver pulled up. And he went and urinated against the wall that had just been sprayed down. So the pastor who's in charge of this, a pastor Willem, says to this guy, hey, what are you doing? And then realizes he's talking to a taxi driver, so he turns around and walks away. The following day, the taxi driver came back and said, sir, I want to apologize. You're right. I'm going to tell all my buddies we're not going to do this again. That's just one of the effects that we've had as tissues in Boksburg.
Isn't that a beautiful, wonderful testimony? I've got shivers in my spine. Tony, why do you think it's a good idea to attend a business breakfast like this one on the 1st of June?
Germany, I think, and I'm going to say this with the utmost respect for all my business colleagues, I think that business people in this country are taking so much pressure and so much heartache in just trying to keep their businesses alive, that I want to be able to stand up and say to them, but you're not alone because God is with you. God has designed you as a businessman. God has got your hand in your business. But God wants you to extend your hand to your community. And that's the reason why we're putting the breakfast together.
And this breakfast on the 1st of June, we'll come to that later. Tony, I want to ask you, who is the main speaker? And what can listeners look forward to at this breakfast, the 1st of June?
Germany, we've got the Reverend Chris Matabula, who's accepted the invitation. His personal testimony is that he was a street child. He left home at a very young age. And at the age of 15, a white lady got hold of him and told him that she saw the legacy or the potential of God in him. And at the age of 22, he wrote his matric. And when you meet this man, it's like our hearts just knit. He went up to Hammanskraal when they were having the cholera crisis and out of his pockets took enough money to sink three boreholes.
Sure.
And you want to hear his opinion of the government that want to spend billions so that they can keep their hands in the till. At this stage, they've now put seven boreholes in Hammanskraal, and the residents of Hammanskraal have got clean drinking water as a result of the Reverend's People Matter Foundation, who we sponsor.
Yeah. It is groundbreaking. You know, Tony, listening to you this afternoon, I can just imagine this is what South Africa is in need of. We're going into an election. I don't even know how many election parties or political parties are contesting this upcoming election. And everyone promises this and that and the other thing, from the president down to the smallest little political party. And without being political this afternoon, this is the core thing that the body of Christ, as you just told us, what happened by the power of God's Holy Spirit and Jesus' grace. I talked about it earlier on, as Paul told Timothy to stir up the flame, sink a borehole, do something practical, go into the post office and shake it up again. What would you say to someone listening right now, and I have it in my mind many a times, this time of the afternoon, many business people are in traffic, and they are heading home or heading to the golf course or wherever, and they're listening to Radio Pulpit, and I know that. Even a lot of politicians listening to Radio Pulpit, I know that for sure. Even government ministers in the cabinet listening, I get the reports. They're listening right now. What would you have the opportunity this afternoon, what would you, from your heart as child of God, say we can do practically in South Africa?
Definitely, I think, and it's my personal testimony that, you know, every morning when I wake up, I count my toes. And then I count my fingers, because it's so easy to fall into a trap that nothing's good enough, that everything's wrong, everything's a pothole, everything's a load shedding. And it's a choice. Do I choose to live today or do I choose to die today? So it's a matter of taking lemons and turning it into lemonade.
Yeah.
And if we can get that across the country, and I'll tell you that we've traveled extensively in this country and we've found in a little place like Loxton in the Northern Cape, that people are taking hands together and they keep the town clean and they're working to make the town work. And every time we travel, we come back re-inspired that there's South Africans who want to build together with other South Africans. And that's all it takes. Ons bou saam of ons breek saam. And
yes,
it's a choice. Which one do you take?
Amen to that. What a choice. Build or break. Tony Libber, he is a trustee and co-founder of the Tsususu Foundation with Radio Pulpit, having a business breakfast on the 1st of June. And we invite you to attend this breakfast, the business breakfast, a unique opportunity for networking and making conversation with fellow professionals who share a passion for both business excellence and spiritual growth while supporting a worthy cause. Tony, where can our listeners buy tickets for the breakfast, and what does it cost per person?
All right, so tickets are available on Quicket at www.quicket.co.za/events. A ticket costs 600 rand per person. That covers your meal, and there's a little gift that comes with that based on your attendance at the breakfast. And what happens is we are launching this breakfast for the East Rand only at this stage, but I'm sure Dominic Caro wants to do it for the countrywide. So this is a proof canine, if I can call it that. It's an experiment that we're busy going through.
Brilliant. Okay. www.quicket.co.za/events. I say it again, quicket.co.za/events. And this is on the 1st of June, Radio Pulpit and Tsususu Foundation Business Breakfast. And you can also have a telephone number that is 063-412-3461. I do repeat, 063-412-3461. Tony, what a privilege and pleasure to have you on air this afternoon. We must do this more often, I think.
I think so. And if you don't mind, I'm going to save your number if this is your personal number.
This is not my personal number, the one I phoned you on, but I'll give you my personal number later on. This is the studio's number. But I'll give you my personal cell phone later on. I'll send it to you via WhatsApp.
Fantastic. Let's build together, like I said. This is a fantastic nation. We want to build it properly.
Amen. Tony Libber, thank you so much. Tony Libber, he is the co-founder and trustee of the Tsususu Foundation. Tony, God bless to you, and thank you so much for taking time speaking to us this afternoon.